Thanks for tuning in to Lash Alliance Education. This is Morgan Glass, the owner and founder. I am here to bring you the most updated free education in the lash industry. Remember, we are in this together, one client at a time. Hey everyone, I hope you all are doing good. Today is Tuesday. We have a couple of trainings in our salon coming up. So if you are local and you've been wanting to take those, our spots are filling up for those, so make sure you check those out. And then we also, something that's really exciting is we have our first brand ambassadors and anyone that's been basically involved in the company, like party, I guess you could say. And it's kind of just like a meetup, and we are going to have, I'm basically throwing a party for everyone that's been a brand ambassador, which all of our brand ambassadors so far have been in the state of Oklahoma. So our furthest one is like 2.5 hours away. And I think she's even going to try to make it. So everyone's in Oklahoma. So it's actually kind of nice right now in a way, because then everyone's able to make it. Because I know once we do get some in other states, that's going to be a lot harder. But basically, I am just showcasing all of our progress, and we're just celebrating everything that we've gone through and all the goals that we've met, but also to everyone that's been involved in it. And it's really just showing my appreciation for everyone that's been involved, because that is, I feel like all of that means so much to me. So that is also coming up, and I think that's it for announcements. So today I'm going to be talking about how to bounce back from your failures. I really just want to kind of dive in on failing, and I just want to let you in on my failures and a really big business failure that I did have, because I feel like in my podcast, everything that I talk about, a lot of, you know, everything's very educational, and I do know a lot, but it's because I've been in the industry for 5 years and I've had my salon for 4 years. In April, it'll be 4 years. So I've been in the industry for a while now. So I've learned so much. So I've made a lot of mistakes and I've had a lot of failures. I've had a really, really big one though, actually in 2021. And I'll kind of talk about that a little bit. But I think my podcast, since it is so educational and I give so much information out, that it really looks like I have everything together. And I mean, yes, I worked really hard and I have learned so much, but I also have had a lot of failures, and not everything's perfect, and I'm not a perfect person. And there's some things that I have, you know, not been the best at, or some things that I've had to learn, and just some things that maybe weren't good. So I kind of want to talk about that, and I want to talk about how to overcome those failures and what to do when you do have a failure. Because there's honestly, I look at it as two roads in front of me, and it could either go one way if I go to the left, or it can go another way if I go to the right. And it's really important that you select the best path to go on. And I'm really just going to be real with you, and I feel like I'm going to be opening up to you a lot. And something that is my biggest failure that happened, that I'm going to like kind of tell you guys about, it was a really, really big deal. And I was in a really hard spot in 2021 when this happened. It was a very, very big business failure. And I was in a dark spot, and I was in a really bad spot, and I had to come out of that. And it was hard, and it wasn't easy. And you're going to go through things like that, especially if you are going to open your own salon, or maybe you are looking into another studio to go to, or whatever the case may be. You're going to have situations sometimes that don't always pan out to how they're supposed to. You start something, or you are going to open a salon, and nothing goes right. Nothing goes according to plan. Everything is completely different than how it was supposed to go. The cards that you are dealt are completely opposite of what you had planned for. And it's unfortunate, and it happens, and it sucks. And there's no way sometimes, like there's some things that you literally cannot control. Yes, there are things that you can control, and there are maybe mistakes that you made, things that you could have done different, but there are some things that are truly out of your control, okay? And I am going to get really real with you, and it's kind of hard for me just because that was such a bad spot in my career, but the spot that I am in now, it's been about 6 months now, and I am in such a better spot. I've learned so much. I have the best team ever, like the best team that I could have ever asked for. And it's so good. And I just have such a good support system, but I had to go through some things to get to there. So basically what had happened with me and my failure is I was opening up a second location. I have one location right now. There is 10 of us. We have 3,000 square feet, which is lots of room each year because we've been in business now almost 4 years. So almost each year we have expanded because each suite is 1,000 square feet. And we have just continued to grow and grow and grow and get the spot next door, all of that. Well, I was opening up, we could say a second location. It was a little bit different business structure though. It was not employees. It was, everyone was booth runners, but it was salon suites. So it wasn't just lashes. It was also hair, facials, waxing, anything in the beauty industry. In my city that I'm in, that has, now it's been done. After I had announced it, it's been done now. But when I had first announced it, it had never been done before, okay? Now there is some, which is great. That's awesome. But at the time, that had not been done before. And I wondered, I'm like, why do we not have salon suites? And I was the first one to bring our first lash studio to our city. And I was like, you know, I need to bring the first salon suites to our city. And I went through all of that, the typical, you know, finding a spot, everything like that. Well, a good little tip for you guys that do want to own your own studio, a lot of these shopping centers, it depends on the owner of the shopping center. Every owner is different, okay? There are going to be some, and it's going to depend if you're looking at brand new shopping centers or what, but a lot of the shopping centers that are brand new, some of them, the owners don't completely finish them all the way. So they build this shopping center and they wait until they get a tenant to lease it out to finish it. So some, there may be concrete on the flooring. There might not even be floor, like actual flooring yet. And every owner is a little bit different. There might be some too that maybe they aren't super brand new, but there's been tenants in the building before, and maybe the tenant before you like built these rooms, or, you know, it could be literally anything. Sometimes there's like really awkward rooms that might not work, and you might have to tear down walls and do different things. Well, when you have to do all that, there's some owners that tell you, this is how it is. I'm not doing anything. I'm not putting a penny into it. You're the one that has to do it all, which really sucks. It does. And actually, and I don't know if that's just here in my area, but a lot are kind of like that. And where I'm at currently, my owner of the building, he's like that. He don't care what I do. I can do whatever I want pretty much, but he doesn't want to pay for anything. So I have to pay for it all and do it myself. But I had found a shopping center that fairly new, only a couple years old, and the suite that was available, no one had been in it yet. So like I said, concrete on the ground, all of that. Well, the owner of that shopping center, because I was going to need plumbing, you know, because hair girls in there, we need plumbing. I need individual rooms built, all of that. He was going to do that for us. He needed 3 months to do it, and he was going to do that for me. And that was the best one that I had found. And it was an awesome location. It was down the street from us. It was in everything. All these new shopping centers are popping up. It's over there in that area. It's a great area. Well, that was the best bet because I had a couple others that wanted me to do all the work, me handle all the contractors, and they would reimburse. And I had some that didn't want to do anything at all. Okay, so this one was the best bet. Sign the lease, put down the deposit, all of that. Long story short, it was horrible. I honestly felt like I had got scammed in a way he had done some work to it, but I think what had happened was maybe he went through my deposit money and then he was running out of money, or maybe bit off more than he could chew, didn't realize how much of a job that was, and his communication was horrible. It was kind of sad because then my husband had to get involved, and he would not answer my husband's phone calls, which is crazy. He would only text message us, and it actually even got a little bit legal, and I had to get my attorney involved, and it was a really messy situation, and it really sucked. So at the end of the day, I never got my deposit money back. I could have took him to court from what my attorney had told me, but I would have been out even more money, okay? And at this time, I am feeling horrible. I am feeling the lowest of low. I had girls at my main salon that were planning to move over there. I had people waiting on me for, I had people asking me questions. The girls that were going to move over there, they wanted to know what's my room size going to be, you know, and that's totally understandable. They had questions. I couldn't give them answers because his communication, after about a month of signing the lease, his communication went down the toilet, literally. It was insane. Like, this is some stuff that I feel like should be on the news or something. It was horrible. So long story short, and that was something that honestly I couldn't control. And I could have stayed. I ended up backing out. We told him, well, if you're not going to communicate with us and you can't even give us a time on when this is going to be done, like it was supposed to be done in October, and that didn't happen, then we're going to back out and we'll go elsewhere. He was said he would give the deposit back, and he never did. So it was just a big old mess. And like I said, I had to get in contact with my attorney and whatnot, and it's been a mess. So I was at the lowest of low, and for a little while there, I felt horrible. Now, for a little bit, I was really down on myself, and I felt like crap, and it was a little bit of a mess and whatnot, but, you know, time does heal things, and some time went by, and at that point, you know, I never ended up opening up that business concept, the salon suites. And I had to look at that as not a failure, but really just like a learning lesson on who you really do business with. And because I'm so used to the owner of the building where my main salon is, he's an old man, and he doesn't want to put any money into anything, he's very, very kind and very, very nice, and he's a good person. And not everyone's like that, especially in business. Business can be really crappy, and it's unfortunate, but I really took it as, you know, this was meant to happen. This happened for a reason. And you might not believe things happen for a reason, but I am a big, big, big believer that things happen for a reason. And I really felt like that happened for a reason, even though it was so tough and I was so, so devastated, and people were looking at me, you know, to open this other business. I felt like it happened for the best of reasons. I feel like I was being protected in a way that maybe it wasn't going to go as planned. I don't know. Maybe something was going to happen. Maybe. I don't know. But I do know that that really made me focus on my main salon and my first location. And I ended up expanding at my first location because there was another suite available. So we now have four. And what I was able to do was the fourth one, I was actually able to, it's actually in the process now, but I have it, but we're going under some construction right now. But I was able to get the fourth spot, and we have 4,000 square feet, which I feel like is so awesome. Like, I've grown so much and we're so big. But the fourth spot, I was able to build rooms for the girls that were going to end up being self-employed, and they were going to rent out a room at the salon suites. Now they are going to rent out a room and it's just lashes. It's all strictly just lashes. So it's a lash suite. So it's right next door to our main salon. And it's awesome because if any of the employees at our main salon can't get someone in, we can always go over there and give the client an appointment with them, and it all really works out, and we work as a team. So it ended up working out for the best, and it's good, and I like how it happened. But at the time, I just felt so low, and that's gonna happen. But you really have to rise up from that failure, and don't necessarily look at it as a failure. Look at it as a learning lesson. You know, when things like that happen, it's going to make you a better business person. It's going to make you a better business person, okay? You are going to grow in business. You are growing because you know so much more, and you've been through those experiences. And I hope that you can take that and you can make it a good thing and not make it a negative thing and not dwell on it. And really take it and work what you need to work on. Change what you need to change, because kind of like in my situation, maybe that wasn't meant to be. Maybe that business structure that you had, or that business idea, maybe that wasn't meant to happen, or that just wasn't meant to happen for you. But maybe there's something else that's waiting for you. But you had to go through that failure and that learning lesson. Let's not call it a failure, okay? You had to go through that learning lesson, and you had to grow. And you had to grow as an individual, but you had to grow as a boss, and you had to grow as a business owner. And I think what's really important is that if you do make mistakes along the way of being a business owner, please own up to them. And I think this honestly relates back, before you own a salon, this relates back to when you're just a lash artist. And it relates back to if all of your clients are having retention issues and you are blaming your clients. I'm sorry, but if 10 out of 10 of your clients are having retention issues, girl, it's something you're doing. And don't be embarrassed to admit that it might be something you're doing. And I think that's so important. We can relate that to business learning lessons and owning a salon or opening a salon, and maybe it doesn't work out. But we can relate that to sometimes you're going to make mistakes. But what's important is that you own up to those mistakes and you learn from them. And those people that I've seen that can do that, they go so much further than the people that want to be cocky and want to think that they are better than everyone else and want to think that they're perfect and that they make no mistakes. Those people that think like that do not go far. And a lot of times their business normally fails. Let's just be honest. It doesn't work. It doesn't work out. So make sure you own up to your mistakes and take things as a learning lesson, and just make sure you learn from it, because you will grow. And I really hope that gives you inspiration, because I wanted to do this and I wanted to open up to you, because like I was saying in the beginning of this podcast, I feel like it does look like I have everything together, and yes, I know a lot, but I just had a big business failure 6 months ago, and you would have never known. I mean, honestly, you would have never known. But that's the thing. Life's not perfect, and we're not perfect, and things happen. And I just want you to know that if you're in that spot, to not give up. Please don't give up, because it's so easy. It's so easy. I know how it feels. It's so easy to give up. But please don't, because I promise you, I promise, if you don't give up and you keep going, you are going to have a bigger prize at the end of the tunnel, okay? You are going to end up in a better situation than compared to if you would have gave up. And you got this. And if you ever need help with anything, you can always DM me on our Instagram. And don't let something like that, or if it's you're opening up your first salon and maybe it doesn't pan out, it's okay. Try again in a year. Maybe the timing is just not right for you. We all have our own timing, and that's really important to understand as well, because I feel like too, especially as women, I feel like we in society wants us to And it's changing, thank goodness. But, and you know, I live in, I think it might be different in California compared to Oklahoma, but it is changing. The younger generation is changing it. But I do feel like there's a lot of pressure put on us to be a mom and get married and do these things. And that's the thing, things are changing. You don't have to do that anymore. You don't have to be a mom if you don't want to be a mom. But there's all these pressures put on us. And we really have to just not give into that and find your own destiny and just realize that you were here, you were put on this earth for a reason, and don't give up because you will regret it if you do, and it's all going to work out. So I really hope that that helped you. I got a little distracted there for a minute because someone walked in my room. So I think I was going to talk about something else, but I kind of forgot. So, but I really hope that that helped you. And I really hope that you got to see another side of me that's not always knowing everything, and that it's okay. Knowing that it's okay to fail, and it's okay to sometimes not be the best at everything, and you're not going to be perfect. And let's stop feeling like we have to. And sometimes too, and even in the lash world, there's people, girls out there, guys or whoever, that their accounts are so beautiful and everything just seems so perfect. And it's like, well, behind closed doors, it's really not like that. And I want to kind of give you guys a different perspective. And I do feel like there are more that do that. And I know a couple that do that as well. And I think that's awesome. I think that's great. But I do feel like there is a lot that do kind of put on a front and stuff. And I don't want to be like that. I feel like I'm very honest. I'm a very honest person. I'm very humble. And I like to just be myself. So I really hope that that helped you. And just remember, don't give up.